855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As, of course, normal, you may call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. I imagine some people might want to talk about Bradley Manning, sentenced to 35 years, I believe. Is federal 80% mark, do you know?
Well, federal is, but he's not in a federal prison.
He's what?
He's in a military prison.
Oh, do you know what the percentage is there?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Most prisons have a good time rule in that, you know, if you're a model prisoner, they'll let you out a certain period of time early.
My understanding from the article I read is he'll be eligible for parole after 7 years.
Interesting. Whether they grant the parole is another question.
True.
But I didn't mean parole so much as just an early release.
Well, that's what it's like. Different jurisdictions are going to have different rules. Parole is kind of an old way of doing things, but yes, frankly, I think it might be one of the better ones, but it's still bureaucratic and imperfect, there's no doubt. But the idea of just handing out good time, that kind of thing, I tend to think that there are better ways to go about it. I like the idea of people putting the stamp on when somebody goes home, but it's certainly not a perfect system.
So that's sort of the big, you know, headline news today, and we don't always cover the headline news on Free Talk Live. In fact, most of the time we don't, but every now and then it's, I think, particularly important, and this is one of those cases. We did talk about it earlier in this week as well, and it's just, you know, it's sad. I don't know. What are you guys' initial reactions here to this?
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
Was someone
expecting anything better?
No, I didn't feel. I don't feel good about this, but I'm not going to be, taken broadside by it either. Just at this point, I've seen too many times this kind of thing. You know, I've got my hopes up that somehow the legal system was going to work in the way that I thought it was going to work, and it didn't. That's that.
It worked in the way it normally does.
When Bradley Manning's lawyers were arguing for a 25-year sentence...
Maximum is what they argued for, 25 max.
Yeah, then I knew that it was over.
Mm.
The fact is that they can't have these kind of things going on in their military. Anonymous has infiltrated the military, and they're petrified. They can't let Bradley Manning get away with something like that because... What's going to happen when one of these anonymous people does the next thing?
Well, hopefully, if somebody does it next, they'll be a little bit more cautious about covering their trail. Wasn't it that one hacker, basically, that Bradley Manning kind of contacted that essentially gave him up?
As I understand it.
Yeah, that would be my understanding.
So he did not retain anonymity through that process of releasing that information, and that is what ultimately really put him in jeopardy. I don't know, maybe they would have been able to trace it back to him somehow later on down the line, but the fact that someone was able to snitch on him was the deciding factor. So, to anyone out there who's going to try this again, be more careful. Obviously, there's some serious risk involved, and he probably didn't realize that. You know, he probably thought he was doing the right thing, and he was, and that, you know, the world will reward you for doing the right thing. Unfortunately, it seems like it's more like no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, sometimes. I think that we should address is it the right thing first, because many
people release this information.
Yeah, many people are going to sit out there and say, "Look, Bradley Manning took an oath to the military. You know, they took an oath.
No, he took an oath to the Constitution
and the President."
In that order.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that is what my argument would be, is that, in fact, he took an oath to the American people. And by releasing this information, and frankly, the people of the world, the Constitution is a document that spends a great deal of time talking about human rights. human rights, because it doesn't say a citizen of the United States shall enjoy. It says, like the people and that kind of thing. It limits the governmental body from coming after the people in this area. So I think that he did the right thing, and that right thing is covered by the oath. I'm going to read the oath here for enlisted officer,
okay,
enlisted person, I guess. I, Bradley Manning, do solemnly swear to affirm that I will support, swear or affirm, I'm sorry. So as a Quaker, you might affirm, but I don't know why as a Quaker you might be going in the military. or defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, let's point out that Bradley Manning, in releasing these documents, pointed out all kinds of things the State Department and the United States government had done wrong, illegal. If they've done something illegal, they're an enemy they're a domestic enemy. So he's protecting U.S. citizens.
It doesn't say
way.
Who gets to decide who the enemies are. Right?
No, it doesn't say.
As determined by the federal government there.
It doesn't say that.
Okay, so therefore he should be able to determine who the enemy is, right?
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. And that's what the oath he took. And to me, that's an oath foremost to the Constitution and to the people. So I don't think he broke that oath, personally.
Well, one could argue that he broke the Code of Military Justice, which is mentioned in that oath.
Indeed, it is mentioned, but one would have to make the argument that it's and at the end. And I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed to me according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the tertiary, actually, that he's defending. He's supporting and defending the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to do the same, and that I will obey the orders of the president. Now,
it's
what
certainly
happens?
Not the primary
here's
directive.
What you have to ask yourself as a member of the military: what happens when you are confronted with a situation where your orders are contrary to defending the Constitution against all and the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic? What do you do? Do you, as a member of the military, do what every other darn member of the military generally does and obey the orders that are given to you? Or do you stand up and say, this? I mean, it's not like he shot anybody here. Right. I mean, as a person in the military, defend sounds like an active term. The Department of Defense is all over the world killing all kinds of people. Defend could very well have been putting a bullet in his commanding officer's head and start shooting everybody in the cubicle area where he collects information. He didn't do that. He released some
information. He probably would have gotten a lesser punishment had he done that.
I can't imagine that's true. Is all you can do is take a look at what happens to the psychologist, Muslim psychologist guy from Fort Hood.
What happened to him?
Well,
we killed
don't
a bunch
yet.
Of people.
Yeah, well, I know that much, but I was wondering if he was sentenced or something.
He's not leaving. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a hyperbolic statement. Anyway, so I tend to think that he obeyed this.
How long
oath.
Were you in prison for murder?
How long was I in prison for murder? I was released by a ruling of the Florida Supreme Court. The answer is 8.5 years.
Right. So he's been sentenced to 35. That's all I was getting at, is that murder is taken less serious than revealing state's secrets.
I don't think in this. I don't know how long he's going to be locked up on this 35-year sentence. I had a 25-year sentence.
Yeah.
So if you want to compare apples to apples,
still less time.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead with your point.
That was my point.
Oh, okay, great.
So he obeyed his oath.
Let's go to Ingrid. She's on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Ingrid.
Hey. I was actually at the court today for the sentence, and when the judge said it was the 35 years. And that part went really quick. Like, she read it the verdict less than 2 minutes. And then right after it was done, then these guards came and then took Manning away.
Yep.
So people afterwards were usually shouted like hero or, we support you, Manning.
Stand by, Ingrid. If possible, we're going to bring you back here in a moment at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, share your thoughts. on Bradley Manning's sentencing. I've got somewhere I want to go with this, and of course the question is, what are you going to do about it? You can beg Obama for a pardon. It's Free Talk Live. What's your plan?
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can bring up anything that you'd like toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives. In fact, you can go back to 2006. Just click and download, and you can get as many episodes as you would like. Probably more than you could possibly listen to, all for free at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy. Again, freetalklive.com. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, if you need some, let's say, corporate paperwork or other legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks, you can go to LegalZoom.com and use code FTL to save $10 off of your order. That's LegalZoom.com. The corporation, by the way, can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits because if you don't own it, they can't take it from you. If the corporation owns it, they can't take it from you unless they can, you know, prove you own the corporation, then it could be... That could be an issue there. But there are ways to incorporate where they can't prove who owns the thing. So LegalZoom.com.
Check I see out. Nothing wrong with using the government's paperwork. If filling out pieces of paper is going to protect me against some kind of government, me and mine against some kind of government aggression.
It could be a private aggression, too. It could be somebody trying to sue you for all your worth.
That's true.
If you don't own anything, they're not going to get anything out of you. So LegalZoom.com. And again, code FTL saves 10 bucks.
That's correct.
Yes. All right. So let's go back to Ingrid. She was there at the Bradley Manning sentencing today. Ingrid, how many people turned out to watch this, not including news media?
I would say around 60 to 70 people.
Not bad.
It was a fairly large crowd this time. And I wanted to address 2 points that were brought up earlier. During the press conference after the verdict, David Coombs, who is Bradley Manning's attorney, he's been a military attorney for a long time, and he said he's done hundreds of military cases, and he's defended, you know, murderers and child rapists, and he's never had a sentence as long as Manning.
Wow. Murderers and child rapists not sentenced as strenuously or for as long of time as Bradley Manning.
And,
that pretty much says it all.
And about Mark's earlier point about the orders, when Manning had testified about his Quintico treatment, he said the view in the Army was that if someone gave you an order, you were supposed to do it without question unless it was dangerous. And he said they would use the example of putting your hand, like, you know, in a tarantula jar, you know, or a snake jar, that if, like, someone gave you an order, you weren't supposed to think about it. You were just supposed to just do it and then, you know, complain about it later.
Sure, yeah. They definitely don't want you to think about the orders.
Yeah.
I think the American people don't expect that from their military, though. I think the Americans out there hearing about Bradley Manning, whether they agree or disagree with what Bradley Manning did, they believe that their soldiers will stand up and do what's right no matter who, you know, no matter what the circumstance, whether a commanding officer commands them or the president commands them. They believe that their soldiers should do that. They'll certainly question and argue about whether or not it's right. And, you know, if they think that it's the soldier's mistaken, they'll certainly advocate for him to be boiled and cut into pieces and thrown to the farthest winds.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, even in libertarian circles, like, a lot of people have the view that, you know, soldiers are just going to, like, you know, obey the Constitution or whatever that means. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that they're, like, doing it for a higher purpose instead of just, you know, obeying orders, because the oath of office does also say you're supposed to obey the president and, you know, the commanders above you.
Ingrid, glad that you've stuck with this Bradley Manning thing. You've been down there very often through a lot of these hearings that he's had at this military tribunal, and I appreciate your updates on the show tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to add about your experience?
Well, just now they're trying to focus on trying to get Obama to pardon Manning, which I don't think will be successful, but it's also...
Yeah, that'll be about as successful as Obama agreeing to Texas seceding from the U.S.
Yeah, probably the only benefit of it is, you know, getting the word out and, you know, educating people.
That much is true. Ingrid, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah, I did see online some sort of a petition where they're begging Obama to, you know, to pardon this guy. And call me cynical, but I just don't think it's going to do any good.
I don't either.
Well, so I guess, you know, I really don't like this position, Ian, because generally I'm put in the position of saying, you know, the activism that you and many, so many people do is pointless activism. And I've got to say that I don't think that Obama's going to pardon Manning either. But I don't feel like it's a waste of time to sign a petition or hold
a sign. I didn't
say
I wouldn't sign it. I just said I didn't think that he was going to do it.
I don't think he's going to do it either.
So, 855 450 free. John is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello, me. Yes.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, I've been on here before. Probably about practically the same thing. Today, we got papers back from the First District Court of Appeals in Boston saying that our appeal can go forward without the requirement for giving them a filing fee. Now, the reason that I'm in that First District Court of Appeals is because the District Court of New Hampshire required $400 filing fee for our lawsuit. And I refused, and I wouldn't
say that on the radio. Gotta let you go. Thanks for the call. It's a real radio show where we're on real radio stations. I was kind of curious to know what John was going to tell us there. It sounded kind of interesting, but unfortunately, we're never going to find out, at least not tonight. He could always call back tomorrow and not use BS on the radio. Sorry about that, John.
Not in this country. You can't just go dropping S-bombs.
Yeah.
You can say bull. It's the other word that's the problem.
You could say bull honky.
Bull honky.
Bull pucky.
Bull pucky. I was just thinking bull pucky.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go. Sorry, John. 855-450-FREE. Maybe tell us another time. So back
it
to...
It sounds like there was a victory. And I...
It sounds like there's something happening.
Delightful. I'd love to hear about a court
victory. I was in court
today,
actually. It wasn't a victory? But it wasn't a loss either. The decision hasn't been made. There's a gentleman who is a Keene area native named Graham, who had a hearing today, and heroic First Amendment free speech guy, attorney John Meyer, has taken the case. And that's because, what is the case? Well, Graham was arrested for being in the common. This is sort of like a park. It's not quite like a park because parks have hours and commons do not. A common is just a place where people are allowed to be.
It's
pretty
a town
much any
square.
Time. Yeah, the town
most,
square.
Most New England towns have them.
They don't have these things in Florida, though. So,
right. Well, they're just a problem, really. I mean, they would only exist in a time in the Enlightenment period when these things were coming about and being created up here in New England. The idea was that people should have a place to go to be able to speak out in public.
Yeah, and traditionally, this is that place. It's right in the center of town. And so what happened was there was a situation in Keene for one summer, basically, where there was some teenagers. One of them was murdered in a drug deal gone bad, basically, mm-hmm. a coke deal. And this young man, 17 years old, was murdered. This is a small town. Murders don't happen very often. So the friends of this young man came into the central square in Keene on a regular basis. Some of them were drinking. Some of them were being loud. Some of them were fighting. And, they were working out their issues, I guess, with what had happened to their friend and or just, being teenagers in the park during a summertime. And the city came up with a plan as to how they were going to deal with that situation. We'll continue and explain in moments. You can take control as well.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can, of course, join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features that we have on the site. We do have a bulletin board system where you may get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Like the rest of the site, it's free. So once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. It is a news aggregation site that I find very useful, and I love getting their daily dispatch.
So we're going to get back to your phone calls. I do want to finish telling the brief story about what happened with Graham Coulson. Now, he's one of the Robin Hooders, but it was a couple of years ago that a murder happened in Keene, New Hampshire. And, again, this is like a once-every-decade kind of thing. So it was a pretty big deal in town when that occurred. And a bunch of teenagers converged on Central Square for the majority of a summertime, cursing and, you know, drinking and
graffiti,
fighting and doing things that teenagers might be wont to do. So the city council or the city manager or the city people decided they were going to do something about this, and quietly they decided, they were having public meetings about it, but quietly they decided they were going to issue no trespass orders to anyone they considered to be a troublemaker under a situation in which they felt that person was violating some sort of city ordinance. And so they caught Graham, who is a friend of mine. They caught him skateboarding in the park, and there's a no skateboarding ordinance. And so instead of citing him, with the ordinance and giving him a court date, they just wrote him a no trespass notice and essentially cut off his due process.
Right. I mean, this no trespass notice, did it have an expiration date?
1 year.
Okay.
Yep. Now, they could have made that date whatever they wanted to. It could have been 5 years. It could have been 6 months. It could have been 10 years. You know, whatever. That was completely arbitrary. But there was an interesting court hearing today on a motion to dismiss, because what ended up happening was he banned from the park. He crossed through the park nearly a year later on one of his Robin Hooding routes after the parking enforcers. For those that don't know, Robin Hooding is where you basically feed meters ahead of a parking enforcer and save people from getting tickets. One of the parking enforcers walked through the park. They crossed through the park to get to the other side of Central Square, and Graham followed them through the park. The parking enforcer then called the police on Graham. The police came down and arrested him for violating his trespass order. So now he's facing, you know, misdemeanor criminal trespass charge.
This is around the same time that you guys were having trouble with a trespass order at the courthouse as well, right? Am I
a little after that, actually, that had been kicked out.
Yeah.
That had been kicked out of court as unconstitutional, that situation.
Already.
A few months prior to Graham's arrest for violating the order. Graham was issued the no trespass order in over a year ago.
Okay.
At this point. So, let's see. So he got arrested and now is facing this trespass charge, but attorney John Meyer, who's this big free speech attorney, great guy. If you go to freekeen.com and search John Meyer, it's J-O-N-N-E-Y-E-R, you'll find out more about him. But he basically came in and did an amazing job today in court. I have video. It will be uploaded later tonight. You'll be able to watch the full hearing. But essentially, his point was, and there were a few points, but one of his major points was that this essentially was the executive branch acting as the judge in this case, and essentially acting as legislature, judge, and executive branch, in that there was never any punishment for criminal trespass or anything, or any kind of violation of city ordinance that includes you get a trespass notice. Like, if you violate a city ordinance, it's up to a $1,000 fine. That doesn't include you get a no trespass notice for violating a city ordinance. So they just kind of made up the city without the approval of the city council, basically made up their own law.
Now, I imagine,
and then the cop applied it, and essentially considered him guilty of violating that city ordinance and punished him by giving him that no trespass ordinance or notice.
Now, I assume this is done by cities all across the nation, but this is done by Keene. Keene breaks the law. They know they break the law.
That's right.
And, you know, they don't care. They could be told this is breaking the law by their attorney, and we've seen them move forward anyway.
That's right.
Whatever. And I don't understand how an elected official can, you know, go ahead and vote for breaking the law when they're told that it's breaking the law, and that person doesn't spend, 3 or 4 years in jail.
Yeah, well, you're giving an example of something that happened with the city council fairly recently, where they were basically told on an issue of whether or not to ban synthetic marijuana and bath salts. They were essentially told by the city manager or the city attorney that this is illegal. This is this is pretty much unconstitutional. But we could do it anyway and just see what happens.
Right.
And they basically came right out and said that. In this case, Mark, the city council was not involved. The decision was made by the city manager and the police chief. The order was handed down by the police chief to the police officers, and they had certain instructions as to who to give no trespass orders to. And they're mostly teenagers and people who don't have a lot of money. So most of these people can't even consider hiring an attorney. Thankfully, John Meyer is doing this pro bono, because otherwise it would be ridiculously expensive to have this happen. And he came in there today and made the points about due process being completely violated in this case, because the idea behind the system is that the cop can accuse you of violating a statute or an ordinance, but ultimately that has to be proven in court.
Sure.
Once it's proven in court, there are certain penalties that are specified that can be instituted after that has gone on. In this case, the cop decided that Graham had violated the city ordinance and punished him on the spot by issuing him a no trespass order. It would be another situation entirely if Graham were to have been arrested or ticketed for violating the if he would have been arrested or ticketed for
Violating the no trespass.
Violating the skateboarding. Sorry, okay. I'm going to make sure I'm getting this correct because there's a long series of events here. So had he been ticketed for violating the skateboarding, then gone to court, then if it were statutorily approvable, like if it were actually in the realm of possible punishments for skateboarding in the park, then the judge, after finding him guilty, could have then said, Graham, you're banned from trespass. You cannot go into the park for 1 year. Here's your no trespass order. That would have been the appropriate way, like legally, through the legal system with due process and all that, to do this. They didn't do any of that. The cop just handed him a no trespass notice, just like he handed a bunch of other people no trespass notices. And, of course, no one except for Graham has challenged it. And turns out, well, this is ridiculously unconstitutional. Not only is it unconstitutional, it's unstatutory. Like, it's not even authorized by their own rules. So they're just acting completely extra statutes, extra constitutional. They're just doing, as usual, whatever it is that they want to do. But John Meyer called them out on it today, and it was interesting, too, because John didn't want witnesses, but the city's attorney, or the Keene Police Department's attorney, brought witnesses in to testify about this. Graham wasn't even in the courtroom. He didn't make it to his own hearing, but it was just a hearing on a motion to dismiss. It wasn't the actual trial, but the judge allowed these witnesses in, so it was kind of fun to watch John get to cross-examine wow. these people and get to see the city manager on the stand, because it's pretty rare that he will end up on the stand.
Yeah, I can't believe he made that kind of mistake.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, so, that was very interesting today. We'll see how the judge decides in the case. The decision was not yet handed down, but if John Meyer's last appearance in this very same courtroom on a similar issue is any indicator, which was the no trespass order that was issued against me and several people for the courthouse, John won that. That was determined to be unconstitutional. I expect that this case is going to be dismissed by the judge.
Now, this is in front of Burke?
That's correct.
Okay.
And it was Burke who overturned the other no trespass order as unconstitutional as well.
Well, I hope he keeps doing the right thing.
Because Burke has a reason to do this. They've essentially subsumed his role, and he's going to be pissed about that. You know, like, the cop has become the judge. The cop became the judge and the city council and the cop all in one. Totally violating, the basic tenets of the structure of this so-called government that
Republic.
We have. Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. So enjoy, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, I see, Nemi, you have some bumper stickers there.
I do.
You can get your own Free Talk Live bumper sticker by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are instructions there. You do have to follow those instructions, and if you do, you will receive a free bumper sticker. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's also where you can download flyers, you can print those out, you can place them places, and there are other things there too, like Facebook links. And go to promote.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I was in court for basically the entire morning. They waited. Now, this was unusual because I always thought they gave attorneys preference, and in this case, they didn't. They made us wait through almost every case. There was only one case that they didn't make us wait through this morning. And finally, you know, in the 11 o'clock hour, they began this hearing, which lasted for well over an hour. And it was all about the legitimacy of this no trespass order that was issued to a Robin Hooder, Graham Coulson, in the first place, which was completely illegitimate. They had to break their own rules. The entire structure of government had to be broken in order to issue this no trespass order.
Let me ask you this. You were there, John Meyer, the attorney for Graham Coulson, who was doing some pro bono work.
That's right.
Because of what this, you know, clearly unconstitutional ruling of theirs that they, you know, not ruling, I mean just thing that the city government did. So you had to wait around several hours, three?
I was there from 8:30 through past noon. I mean, well, okay, before the trial started, probably around 11:30
when it started.
So yeah, at least two and a half, 3 hours.
So 3 hours beforehand. Was the city manager sitting there waiting too?
Good question. He started sitting there in the beginning of the day, then went up to his office presumably, and eventually was called down for the hearing.
Convenient.
Yeah,
he works
nice
in the same building.
Yeah, he works on the third floor. We're on the second floor. So there was that, and so they had to basically violate all the central tenets of their own laws in order to, in their own system, in order to issue this thing in the first place. Hopefully it'll get overturned, and this would be the second no trespass order that would have been overturned by the efforts of this one attorney. And I just think it's really great that we finally have found John Meyer, and I think that
he
is everything I've ever wanted from an attorney, somebody who actually cares enough about liberty to be willing to spend his own time, which cannot be cheap. I mean, if you were to hire this guy, he's a seasoned attorney. You know, he's probably a guy in his late 50s, if not early 60s, and you know, maybe mid 60s. I'm not real good at estimating the age, but he's an older gentleman who is dedicated to his craft. He's good at what he does, and he's devoting several hours of his time. He's the same guy who's handling the Robinhood case as well, and I just wish we had more people like John Meyer up here. And I get it. You know, an attorney that is fresh out of school, they've got big bills to pay. I understand they've got to charge people for what they do, but I think it's really great to have somebody like John Meyer who's out there, who's willing to take on the state. He's so principled. I couldn't even buy the guy lunch. I mean, I tried to buy him lunch afterwards, and he refused to allow me to pay for his lunch. I mean, he paid for his gas to come here today. He paid for his own lunch, and he's spending all this time doing the research and sitting there in court. It was amazing.
That's great.
Yeah. And you get to watch it all from wherever you are by watching the video later on at freekeen.com. I can't sum up all of the points. He had like six different points that he came to court with today, and I didn't make notes, so I would not do it justice to attempt to recount all of his points. But he had a lot of really, you know, valid things to say on how completely unconstitutional and ridiculous this violation.
Did Burke have any questions?
Yes.
The judge.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, frequently in these motion hearings between these attorneys and the judge, Burke will interact directly with the attorneys and ask mm-hmm. them questions and things like that. And you could tell from Burke, this is the judge, that you could tell from his questions that he totally understood where John was coming from. And, you know, he has to act like he's listening to the other attorney. In this case, it was a Jean Killam, who is the Keene police prosecutor. She's relatively new to the job. She used to prosecute for some of the smaller towns in the area, and then a position opened up, and she got the job. She was flustered.
That's because she knew she had no position, and this is the really difficult thing that a lawyer signs up to do. If you sign up as, if you decide, I'm going to be a person who works for the people, that kind of thing, you're often taking the side, like a criminal defense attorney, you're often taking the side of criminals, and that's tough. If you're taking the state side and you're offering to work for the state, now this person's often prosecuting criminals, and mm-hmm. that's great and everything, but now you have to work for the state, and she knows that the city of everybody knows the city of Keene broke the law when they did this.
Sure did.
They know that John Meyer broke the law. They know that there's
John
not
Meyer
going to
did
be
not break, break the law.
Not John
Meyer. John Meyer's the attorney. You mean John McLean,
John
city
McLean
manager?
Broke the law, and they know that he's not going to get any punishment. So they got to go through the motions, pretend like we're
no, because
play
the city manager admitted in court that what he does is he goes to the city attorney and asks the city attorney what his authority is, and the city attorney informed him of what his authority was here.
Fine, I wonder how
that would be Gene Killam, or would that be
no,
Tom,
that would be this Tom
Mullins,
who is the city attorney we're talking about. That's the city attorney versus the police prosecutor attorney.
A couple of years in jail for Tom Mullen might make people think twice about what kind of advice they give. The
yeah,
fact
that's
is,
not going to happen.
He gave that advice.
Yeah, that's right.
If that's the case, is that your testimony, sir? That's my testimony. Well, we're going to have to bring John Mullen on here and ask him a couple of questions. Because if they're breaking the law, they break it with impunity. That's the problem.
Is enough?
Yeah, that is something that you can do, in fact. I didn't know this was possible, but I know Mark Stevens actually sent a... Mark Stevens from MarkStevens.net. That's Mark with a C. He's the author of Adventures in Legal Land. He helped me out during the DMV hearing I had with this same prosecutor, this blonde Amazon woman named Jean.
See, why do we have to be insulting about this?
I wasn't.
Why is that an insult? Isn't that just a description?
This blonde, tall blonde woman.
I do have a question. You mentioned the DMV hearing where I was sitting right behind her. Mm-hmm. My hearing is just fine, and I needed to lean forward.
She was talking very quietly.
She was speaking very quietly. How was she speaking today?
More audibly. She has to talk to Burke, who is halfway across the room.
Right.
So that's a factor. In the hearing we were at, she was sitting across a desk from the head bureaucrat. But anyway, Mark Stevens has sent in a complaint to the Bar Association in New Hampshire about Gene Killam, this prosecutor.
What about Tom Mullins?
He has not interacted, I don't think, with Tom Mullins. But he says anyone can do this.
Oh, no kidding.
And if you send in the complaint to the NH Bar Association, then they have to look at it and they have to consider this. And it's certainly possible they could disbar some of these people. So, not a bad idea, Nemi.
Thanks.
So, there you go. That's kind of my court experience for the day. Unfortunately, it occupied the majority of the day. We did have a meeting with John after the fact about Robin Hooding and the status of that case. Currently, the status of the Robin Hooding case is that they're trying to figure out what 2 days they can have together, because it was the first hearing day was a full day. We had hoped it would only be 1 day, but it looks like it's going to be 3, realistically. So they're trying to find 2 days for days 2 and 3 to be back-to-back in the court schedule. It's looking like September 30th and October 1st. However, there's also a possibility that there could be a motion to... In fact, there will be a motion to dismiss filed by John in between that period of time. And so there will then be a hearing on the motion to dismiss, which inevitably will probably put off the actual hearings on the evidentiary hearings, which, by the way, the evidentiary hearings are not actually the final trial. So we're going to spend, if it's not dismissed, missed 3 full days in an evidentiary hearing so the court can determine whether or not to issue a preliminary injunction, which is not the final injunction. The final injunction can only be issued after the full trial, whenever that might end up being, about Robin Hooding. And all the while...
This is a fantastic use of taxpayer dollars.
Right. Justice's terrible swift sword. I mean, it's just so laughable.
And meanwhile, I will be out chalking... And hoping
you will.
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely. I definitely want
and
to
hoping
see,
what?
Hoping that one of these maintenance people comes out with a and tries
with
to
a
hose me down. You know,
because on the freeking.com a few days ago, James posted video of them hosing James and Graham, two of the Robin Hooders, down after having chalked up at the courthouse.
That's right. During the trial, they were on break for
That's
lunch.
Right.
They went out and did some chalking on the sidewalk. And the court sent the maintenance man out.
Now, the maintenance man is going to say he didn't actually hose down the people. He just hosed the areas, and they happen to be sitting on the... on the
now, the maintenance man...
That certainly isn't... The video does not bear that out.
It appears as though in the video he is connecting with the pavement and not their backs. But ultimately, the water is literally 4 inches from their backs, and so they got soaked.
Huh.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The fun continues here in Keene, New Hampshire, as we will continue to bring those stories to you. Now, your calls about what you want coming up here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and more about Bradley Manning and what you can do.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.